Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we have turned the corner on the Christmas season. Everybody is out. Well, that's not necessarily true anymore, is it? A lot of people are sitting home on their computers or their iPads. And they are ordering their Christmas presents and things that they need online. You know, that really is kind of good. My wife does that. She goes online, finds the thing. I had a pocket knife, specific kind. It was a buck pocket knife. And I got it whenever I was in high school. And I've carried it all these years, and somehow I misplaced it. And I could not find one like it. And so she went online, looked up buck knives, and there it was. And she ordered it, and 3 days later, it was in my house. And I had gone to different Walmarts and stuff, because they sell buck knives, trying to find that specific knife and couldn't do it. And it was a whole lot easier to do it online. And so there's a lot of people who aren't necessarily rushing out to get beat up, trampled on and stuff on Black Fridays and special days, but they're going online and shopping. But anyway, it's the season whenever we begin to become givers. And that unlocks the door of blessing in my mind. The fact that we make decisions that we are going to give, and we're going to give out of a heart of love to people that we do love and we do care for. Several years ago now, I was preaching. I was waiting on my Christmas sermon, and the Holy Spirit just gave me a little saying, and it was, there is no living without giving. And I even made it up into like a little wall hanger that people could put on their walls and gave them out at church. There is no living without giving. And the Lord dropped that in my heart, and after I received it, I got to thinking, is that really true? There is no living without giving. And as I began to think about it, it's true. It's absolute truth. The first act of life was God giving it to Adam. God gave mankind. And so the very first act was the act of giving. And then in order for nature to procreate itself, to continue to live, it has to give. The oak tree has to give the acorn in order for there to be new life. And if you begin to think about that, just think about that. All across the spectrum of life, there is no living without giving. And if you want to live your life to its fullest, and the biblical commands are there, the biblical admonitions are there, use your life not to be selfish, not to be grabbing, not to be trying to get all the time for yourself, but live a life of giving. Live a life of serving others. Whatsoever a man soweth, that and that only shall he reap. So if you sow giving and service, you will reap it back. It's a law of God. Now, you might give to somebody, and they might not even give you the time of day, that specific purpose. But that doesn't negate the law. The law says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men pour into your bosom. And so, as you give, it comes back. I've just been reacquainted with that whole concept. I had some things happen in the last month where I had to make a decision. Was I going to do something that was going to cost me? It's going to cost me some finances. It's going to cost me some different things. And I said, you know what? It's just the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. And if it's the right thing to do, it's a God thing to do, and God will give back. And so I did it. Cost me some money, cost me some other things. But you know what? Already, the Lord has tripled that back to me. He's already given it back to me in finances. He's already blessed me. You cannot, I know it's trite, and I know it's been said over and over again, but you cannot outgive the Lord. And as you give to Him, another scripture, He says, He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will repay again. That would be, you got people out there saying, I don't know if the Bible's true. I don't know if there really is a God. That'd be the place where I would start. I would begin to give to the poor. And when you do, you're lending it to the Lord. And the Bible says, He will repay. God is God. And His Word works. If you will work the Word will work for you. It's not good enough just to read it. It's not good enough just to know it. You have to let the Word discipline your decision making to the point whenever you have to make life decisions, you make them in accordance with revealed truth found in the Word. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you to do something, and you know it's the Holy Spirit, for instance, you go to church. Maybe they're picking up a special offering right now for some kind of a Christmas project. And you're sitting there, and the Holy Spirit says, you have a $50 bill in your wallet. Give it. And you say, that's the only $50 bill I got. I'm not giving that. I'm not doing that. I'll give five instead. Now the Lord knows what He spoke to you. He knows what He put in your heart to do. And the only reason He did that was to bring blessings upon you. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what next week's going to bring. But God does. And He speaks to us and He says, I want you to sow that $50 into that special offering for the children's fund or whatever, and then I'm going to record that. He who lends to the poor gives to the Lord, and He will repay again. And maybe your refrigerator is going to break. Maybe something's going to happen, and you're going to need $500. Well, the Lord can do that for you. He has done that repeatedly for me. But I had to be responsible enough to respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit and that strength to respond in situations like that comes because Thy Word have I hid in my heart. I put God's Word into my heart where He said, if I'll bring the tithe into the storehouse, He will open up the windows of heaven and pour blessings out on me so great I won't be able to contain them. 2 Corinthians 9. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows abundantly will reap abundantly. And then it says, He who gives seed to the sower. God gives us the original seed. You know, when I think about that, I think about my grandmom, who always had a nice big garden, always. And in the fall, I would go up to her house, and on her front porch, she would have newspapers spread out and tomatoes smushed all over those newspapers. And she'd have green beans just hanging out there drying. And I remember asking her, what's that for, Grandmom? She says, well, these are the seeds that I will plant next year for my green beans and for my tomatoes. Now, those tomatoes that she smushed and those beans that she let dry out, they were perfectly good. She could have eaten them. But had she have, she would have been eating her seed. And those seeds were going to produce tons of tomatoes the next year. Lots of green beans. Because She was wise. And she did not eat her seed. When we take the money that we have earned, and God says, just give me a tenth of it. Give me a tenth. Be a giver. Give me a tenth. And he says, I'll bless it. I'll open up the windows of heaven. That's your seed. Or when he speaks to your heart, give that $50 bill to that special offering. He's doing that to bless you. You're going to bless others. But because you have become a giver, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. I can't overemphasize that to you. For over 40 years now, Shirley and I have spent our life giving of our time, giving of our physical resources, giving of our finances. And God always responds back. He always blesses back. He has never failed in that respect. And so I want to encourage you at this special time of year, be a giver and not just a grabber. And remember, Jesus is freedom.